From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello and welcome to our morning broadcast. We will be continuing our consideration of Mark chapter 8 and the verse 36. We plan to conclude that study today and be ready to move on to a new chapter next week. Tonight I will be reading a further extract from the book The 59 Revival, the history of the Great Awakening that took place in Ulster some 140 years ago. We're giving away free copies of the book, which is written, by the way, by Dr. Ian Paisley, to those listeners who contact us. Following every broadcast of late, we have had requests for the book. Now we're delighted to hear from you, and delighted to be able to send you a free copy. Let's turn to our Bible reading now. It is Mark chapter 8. We'll read from verse 34. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. May God bless his word to our hearts. Here's the SMS singers from Greenville, and they're singing, Alas, and Did My Saviour Die?
And did
Last week, as we considered this subject, the subject of man's soul, we thought upon the fact that man had a soul. I said to you then that that may appear a very elementary thought, but it's a very important one, and it's one that society today gives very little thought to. Society is caught up with the managing of its affairs, but there is very little thought, if any at all, given to the well-being of the soul. So we considered that man had a soul. We considered also how that the soul may be lost forever in hell. The Lord Jesus Christ uses the words save his life, lose his life. We can lose our souls in eternity. We can live and die and go to hell. Nothing then is more important than giving consideration to the salvation of our souls. We thought on how it may be lost, and what it is that would bring the loss of our soul about. Let me just take up our study at that point and say this. The loss of man's soul will be his own responsibility. Now today, it would appear to me, there is a great tendency, whenever trouble, difficulty, or problems arise, to look around for somebody else to blame. We have folk suing the state, suing employers, suing neighbours, suing councils, suing just about anybody because they believe that what trouble has come their way is the responsibility of someone else. Now, there is no doubt that oftentimes innocent parties find themselves in difficulties and trouble as a result of the negligence of others, and they do have a right to compensation. But I'm sure with me, you sometimes, when you read the newspapers, begin to wonder, is there not some sort of a craze that is raging in society today? No one seems prepared to take responsibility for their own actions. Be that as it may, there's one thing I can tell you clearly, that if we die and go to hell, there will be no one in all the universe that we will be able to blame but ourselves. Others may have contributed to our downfall. Others may have deceived us by their temptations, but it was we who took the final decision that resulted in us being lost. Consequently, the Lord Jesus Christ says, "What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Man does the losing of his own soul. It was Lord Byron who wrote, and he was a man, though undoubtedly talented, was exceedingly wicked. He said, "My days are in the yellow leaf. The flowers and fruit of life are gone. The worm, the canker, and the grief are mine and mine alone." And there echoes through those words of that man the acknowledgement that he himself has brought himself down to the ruin that he now is about to encounter. And I tell you that the Lord Jesus Christ would have you know that it's not the devil who will lose your soul. It's not your wicked company who will lose your soul. It is you who will be held responsible, and throughout eternity, you will know that you are responsible and find no relief whatsoever by blaming someone else. Let me say something else about the loss of the soul. Nothing compensates for the loss of the soul. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" In eternity, when the books are added up, and the man who has lost his soul puts that fact on one side, and then lays down on the other side whatever pleasure he may have had in his sins, whatever riches his business may have produced for him, as he neglected his soul to pursue his business. Whatever he gained in this world will be heaped together on one side, and the line drawn, and the total counted up, and it will be seen that nothing compensates for the soul. Nothing compensates for the soul. The rich, the famous, are known oftentimes to be unhappy. Hence their drugs, their drink, their attempts to find something in life that their riches cannot buy. They're already acknowledging that when a man neglects his soul and turns from Christ, there's no profit in it. Final thought before our program ends. Provision has been made for the salvation of your soul. Praise God, in Christ there is salvation. His precious blood that was shed at Calvary is the means by which our souls are saved. In Isaiah chapter 38 and the verse 17 we read, "But thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back." I tell you, there is in the Lord Jesus Christ salvation from our sins. God freely forgives us on the basis of Christ's sufferings and casts our sins behind his back. What must you do then to be saved? Come to him. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ in repentance. He says in verse 34, "Whosoever will come after me." That's what you need to do today. Turn your back on the world and sin and start after Christ. Come after him in repentance and faith. Come after him in consecration and holiness. Become his disciple and walk in his shadow. Follow in his footsteps. And bless God, if you walk with Christ in this life, then what we read of in verse 38 will be your experience. "Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." In that glorious coming, every person who has turned their back on the world and followed Christ will have a part. Consider your soul today, my friend, and seek Christ for salvation. Will you remember to tune in again tonight to our program at 9 o'clock? We look forward to you joining with us then. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.